Good morning, Anchorheads. This is Joji of Champagne Struggles. Happy Sunday. Getting ready for the work week. Little thing that's been plaguing me. This whole Ratchet TV stuff. Like, I woke up yesterday upset, not knowing why I was upset. I've been upset for like the past 2 weeks off and on after watching VH1's Black Ink Crew. Again, you know, I can watch it for entertainment value, but after a while it doesn't become entertainment when it gets deep into your psyche. So anyway, this particular episode, and I was binge watching, I wasn't doing like real time watching, and it was Sky, who out of all the characters on the show, I like, because I feel she is the realest, because I just don't believe you can fake being how she is as a person. So I honestly believe that's just naturally how she is. She might be a little bit more amplified for the cameras, but that really is truly who Sky is. What you see is what you get. But it touches me that she, you know, wanted to reach out to her sons, who she gave up for adoption when they were 3 and 5, I believe. And apparently she was a young mother. I think she said she got pregnant at either 14 or 15 with the first one, and then by 16 she had the second one. And it was like she got sent off to jail, I think, when she was 18 or 19. So she couldn't take care of them naturally. So she left them with her moms. Her mom, going through her own like manic depression or whatever it was, couldn't take care of the babies either. So the mother did what she had to do to make sure the kids were okay. And in agreement with Sky, gave the babies to a neighbor to take care of, you know. And at that age, it's hard enough to be a single mom, but honestly, I think it's even harder to give your children, not one, but two of them, up for to anybody for adoption. So, that being said, you know, she figured when they turned 18, she would try to reconnect and see if they would be open to seeing her again and knowing their birth mother, which I thought was commendable. It was like a nice uptick to the show. It's like, oh wow, we got real issues, not just throwing drinks and throwing punches. This is like some real stuff. So anyway, as she decides that she's gonna do this, in comes Caesar with his phone. He was like, yo, did you see this video? You know, like Duchess, Caesar's ex, who has a shop down in North Carolina, has a video posted on one of these social media sites of some chick interviewing Sky's oldest son. And next to the chick and the son is the young man's father. Now, they were asking him questions like, well, what do you think about your mom and all this other stuff? And it was nothing positive. You can see that this young man was visibly angry, and there's a lot going on. Like, you know, you can always tell in the eyes and in the body tone but at that moment, you know, and you can see it, like when Sky saw the video, she didn't even get angry. It's like she got deflated, because her dream of walking back into the house where her boys grew up and sitting down and having a conversation with her boys for the first time, that kind of got snuffed out because someone interjected themselves in the midst of all of that. Like, it's one thing to have other people talk bad about you as a mother, but the father, and mind you, this is all me speculating, I have no idea what really happened, and if this is just for TV and it's scripted, this is some really effed up stuff, but there's a message, so we'll go with that. This is the message. And if this dude was sitting there putting these things in this young man's head about his mother, that's strike one. Strike two is the fact that this young lady, who is supposed to be a businesswoman and all about women's empowerment, and she's Christian, Miss Duchess, you sit there and you have this little boy interviewed and put it out in the world on social media because you have beef with his moms. That's how I took it. And to me, that was like the ultimate wrong. That is like Goodfellas, we taking you out kind of beef. Like, I don't care about you or your family, I'm taking everybody out. So this is part two. As I was saying, when you go for the kids, that is some good fellas, the whole family's getting taken out type of stuff. So in putting this little boy out there on social media, interviewed to talk bad about his mother, is just the ultimate diss and the ultimate thing that you just don't do. You don't know her struggle. You don't know his struggle. All you see is beef, and it's petty beef. Granted, you might have felt some kind of way because the way the show tells it, they were, you know, Sky had gotten involved in Caesar and Duchess's relationship, and maybe that's why she was feeling a little salty. Whatever the case may be, dudes come and go. You probably in a better place because you're not with the dude anymore. He's probably in a better place because he's not with you anymore. After 5 years and y'all can't get your stuff together and there's cheating accusations and all types of stuff going on, maybe y'all just don't need to be together. All that said, you don't go and mess with a woman's relationship with her child. Especially being the self-proclaimed Christian woman that you are. You know, half the things you do, you make Christianity look really bad. And I'm no Christian, but I'm just saying this is one of the main reasons why I have issues when people come at me with the religious stuff, because it's like my mother always says, you know, you can't really blame the religion. You got to blame the person. So that's how I'm going to go with it. But people like her do make the church look bad and give them a bad name. And my whole thing is, it's like, forget the religious aspect of it. As black people, we have enough to deal with in our communities. You know, the main reason why these prisons are being filled to the brim with our men and our little boys, the main reason why family court stays crowded with our women and their babies, that's the system that's been put in place to keep our families and our communities apart. And to have this ratchet ass show amplifying things between the fights that go on between women, instead of using your words to handle a dispute, you're throwing drinks, you're throwing punches, you know, now you're throwing the kids into the mix, and that's just totally messed up. We have all of this going on to contend with. Our culture stays being appropriated, you know, blatantly. It's not even hidden anymore. It's just in your face. Like, you know what? That's kind of dope. I'm going to snatch that for myself. Miley Cyrus now is known for creating the twerk, which is bull. But I guarantee you the masses believe that ish. Anyway, I digress. My point is, when you have shows like Black Ink, you know, and I watch it too because as a black-owned show, because Caesar said he owns all of his franchises, that's solely him, I like to support my people. But every now and again, it makes me question, like, what are we really doing? What are we really putting out into the world? What message with your platform are you really putting out into the world? Like, do we need more booty-shaking, you know, bed-hopping, drink-throwing, child dragon stuff going on television? There is no real positive, you know, just visual of us. And when there is, like, how many people watch OWN? How many people have been speaking about the Black Love documentary series that Oprah's doing? I don't hear as much about that as I hear about the Love and Hip Hops and the Housewives of whatever, or, you know, Married to Medicine. Like, no matter, it just goes to show, like, no matter how much money we get, we still revert to acting like low-level beings. And again, as a mother, as a single mother, it really broke my heart to have to watch this play out on television, because this is just a piece of what goes on every single day. And when you see people coming in between children and their parents, when you see women using child support as a mean of vengeance, you really got to think about it, and you really got to think about yourself. Like, who are we and what are we becoming? You know? And I'm gonna leave it off with that thought. Thanks for listening. Peace out, my anchor heads.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.